USDA is prepared to release their December cattle on feed report on Friday, and right now the early estimates for the report has on feed as of December 1 at 100% of a year ago, placements for November at 96% of a year ago, and marketings for November at 98% of a year ago. Now, what's going to be interesting is most are going to be watching that placement numbers, as if this placement number is realized, it's the lowest for November since 2015. Now, typically, we place more calves this time of year because of availability, but we actually did see a little bit larger placements in October because of the dry conditions. But right now, we might even see placements a little bit lower just because of feeder cattle sales. I'm going to suggest lower placements. Sales ending November 29th were about 13% behind the year ago levels. And when you look at the steers over 600 pounds, we saw a 14% reduction in that five-week time frame in November. And heifers, we saw a 17% reduction of calves over 600 pounds. So we're actually seeing less calves coming to the marketplace, which would relate to less calves being placed. Now you throw in the fact that the Mexico border is closed, and that likely is going to reduce another 20 to 30,000 head, as we placed about 125,000 in November of last year, and the border closed about 3 weeks into November. So we've been looking at less calves coming in because of that as well. Overall, this report would be somewhat friendly, neutral to friendly to the cattle markets if it came in with the numbers as expected.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.